You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
This is Dan Hughes of San Antonio Silver Stars, and you are listening to Dishin' and Swishin' and enjoying every minute of it.
WSTRradio.com.
Is it become second nature at this point? I mean, is it still difficult, you know, adjusting to living over there for as many months, other than the fact that, you know, the Southern girl is in the Russian winters?
You know, 9 months out of the year, I think this past year it was. You know, the winters, it's funny. You hear you going to Russia, and I tell you, that first year I had every pair of gloves, underwear, socks, scarves, you name it. I was ready for it. And then I realized that your driver picks you up from one front door and drops you off at the second front door, so I never got to use all of this stuff. You know, you're not really out and about walking in it. And it was a different type of cold. I had some family and friends come and visit, and they were shocked at the weather. Don't misunderstand me. It's no picnic, being from, you know, the South. But it was something that I was well prepared for. But in terms of it being second nature, it changes every year. If you think about being there 6 months, playing 55 games in two different leagues, you're in Russia, then you're in Italy, you come back to Russia, then you go to Spain, you come back to Russia, then you go to Czech Republic, you come back, and then you're somewhere else. I don't really feel like I'm living there. I feel like I'm dropping in for a few days, and I'm going to visit somewhere else. And I say that because it keeps it kind of fresh and new and lively. But it has become easier. I used to stress before I was going over just in terms of making sure I have everything, but I think I've got it down to a science now.
Well, the road trips are certainly a little bit different than just going to another SEC team.
Well, you know, I say that, but, you know, Moscow is a direct flight to most of these places. So it sounds like it, but, you know, the countries are so close together. It's like you're making a state-to-state trip, except for passport control. That's the big difference. But, yeah, I mean, the different cultures when I sit back and think about it, when someone new is coming over, I can see how overwhelming it could be. But that part of it and the travel and being ready for what to expect, it has become second nature.